glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Ephesians 5:18-20. Be not drunk with wine wherein it excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was Ephesians 5:18-20.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. Oh, listening friend, you're in for a real treat. We're going to have a Testimony Tuesday. Pastor Jimmy Walker, who serves at Powerhouse Church of God in Christ in the Champaign-Urbana area, I asked him to bring in his saxophone. I've heard that over 50 years he's been playing and sharing. He's phenomenal, but he's usually in with a band with background music and such, and he hasn't even had time to really warm up. I just put him on the spot. I said, bring your saxophone. So he just arrived in the studio, and so he's going to open up with a little saxophone playing, and then he's going to get to share some of his faith journey, life story, a little of his love story, and the fact that this Saturday at his church, Powerhouse Church of God in Christ, is hosting a special gathering that I want you all to come and participate in from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. But first, by way of introduction, Pastor Jimmy Walker, here he is on his saxophone. This is awesome. I think it's the first time I've had a saxophone player in the studio. I think I've had a trumpeter and various guitarists and some other singing groups. But, oh, thank you, Pastor Jimmy Walker. In fact, at last Saturday's Businessmen in Christ gathering in Springfield, I saw C.C. Doss, Pastor Doss, and he approached me because he said, hey, I think you're going to be interviewing my friend Jimmy Walker, Pastor Walker. And I said, yeah. I said, hey, I heard he plays the saxophone. What do you think about that? And he said, oh, he's very talented and gifted. And so that was kind of confirmation. That's why I asked you to bring your saxophone on kind of short notice. So he's here at the home studio, and I'm going to ask him to share a little of his faith journey, life story, as I mentioned, a little of his love story to the beloved First Lady Dova. And then we're going to also highlight this Saturday the special community call to prayer. But Pastor Jimmy, let's begin with a little of your faith journey. So welcome to Mark and Friends.
Hey, I'm honored on today to be in with you and among the listeners and everything, kind of like my first time ever on radio. But I praise and thank God for new avenues of getting the news out about the Word of God.
Now, your father, he was a pastor, right? So you grew up in a Christian home. So walk us through some of that, and realizing there's probably some listeners tuned in today that haven't begun a faith journey to the senior saint that, you know, is finishing well. But talk a little bit about coming to know Jesus in a personal way and how that was influenced by your dad being a pastor.
Oh, man. When I was young, it was great because I still had fun. Mm-hmm. I had fun at church, believe it or not. But there was times that I didn't want to go. And, you know, our age group, we didn't have a choice about stuff.
Right.
And I tell folks now that I was a drug baby. And they said, a drug baby? Your parents was on drugs? No, I was just drugged to church.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was drugged to church most of the time. But as I went, and, you know, one of the things my grandfather and all of them, they did, and they said, if your child has homework, bring them to church. Mm. If they sleepy, bring them to church. because somewhere in there, the word of God will get in them. They'll hear something. And we always style the word of God as a seed. And as that seed is planted in us, it begins to grow. And believe it or not, it got a hold of me. And I thank God for it. And I became connected with God in a real way now. I'm going to just be honest with you. I was going to church, but I wasn't saved. I didn't accept Christ in my life at that time. But as I grew and got old enough, and then I realized that I don't care what I do, and even as playing the saxophone as young as I was, I still needed God in my life. And they explained that to me. They taught me how to pray. They taught me how to go into the Word of God and find Scripture. But not just find them, but understand the Scripture. And as you read and understand them, they also taught me to have faith in the Word of God. And it became real. And I'm just being honest with you. It became real in my life. And I tell you, I wouldn't trade my journey for anything. As I said, as growing up, we didn't have a choice at first, but now is my choice, and I thank God for it.
Now, you mentioned having fun, and see, that was my connection. We always had crab soccer or volleyball or different games, and when they had the teaching time, that's kind of when I goofed off with the person next to me and kind of got told to be quiet oftentimes, but many seeds were planted, and I looked at church as a great place to have fun and to meet friends, but then I had that hunger for God's word and was taught many years ago, memorize scripture, get it in your heart and mind. And my very first one was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So you had people modeling Christ for you. When did it become kind of a relationship? Because there's some listeners, again, that are like, what do you mean talking with God, praying to God, having a relationship with him? What does that mean?
Well, it became real to me when, let me go back a little bit. I started playing my sax, and I thought that was enough to satisfy my soul and even satisfy God, because the gift that he gave me, I'm giving it back. I'm using it for the church, you know, and all of that. But it became real to me when I was about 18, between 18 and 19, and I realized that there was more to this, to the, you know, this way of life. And God was pressing on me. And he had, and I'm going to just say, he had, God do have a sense of humor. He really do have a sense of humor. And he has a way of getting you to do some things that will help you in your life. And one of the things, went to Sunday school all the time. There was not a Sunday that you did not go to, unless you were sick. And I wasn't sick that often. And getting to Sunday school, and I was old enough and had learned a lot of the Word of God, and one of the Sunday school teachers wasn't there. So my grandfather said, hey, they need a teacher down there. Go teach the class.
And how old are you at that point?
Oh, at like that 18, time 19? I was, actually, I was about 17
okay.
then. And I said, I don't know how to teach a class. And he said, you know the word. Go down there and teach the class. Well, there again, you didn't get a lot of choices back then. So I went down and I taught the class, you know, and everything. And a lot of, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the class. They learned a lot. And so then I became the one who substituted for everybody else. And somehow God fixed it where I had my own class then. I never wanted to do any of those things, nothing. But as I began to teach and as I began to give the word and even study the word, it became live and it convicted me, because as I'm teaching this, I'm seeing things that I wasn't doing or that wasn't really happening in my life. And I said, well, God, I need this, and I really want this, because this, you know, as I said, God started to convict. So therefore, I started seeking after, and I started talking, you know, to God, if you real, do something for me. And I wanted to know for myself, not through my grandfather or my mother, all of them. I wanted to know for myself, and that's one of the things is that you do have to know God for yourself. Because when you stand before God, no one is going to stand there beside you and try to help you in, because you have to go on in your own merits.
Now, you've served as the senior pastor at Powerhouse Church of God in Christ, I think 5 or 6 years?
This year was 6 years.
6 years. When did that calling come onto your life? Were you hoping to be an engineer, an accountant, or a baseball player or something? Like, how did God put the calling? And then when you got to meet up with Dova?
I actually met Dova before all of this, though. And I thank God for her, because she is a praying wife, and she's a loving wife. And we both about the same far as cooking and all that stuff, but I didn't marry her for that. But I married her because God gave me a helpmeet. And she is a wonderful woman of God, and I thank God for her. But how this came about is that the church that I went to in Springfield, I was an elder there, and I was also head of the musicians. And First Lady Dova and I were president of our marriage ministry, and we were just everywhere all the time. Yeah. So
engaged in
Oh, yes, all the time. And we never missed, but we just love to serve in church. You know, we love God's people. So one Sunday, I ended up working on a Sunday, but I told him if I work on a Sunday, I have to be gone by 9 so I can make it to church on time. So I come in, and me being a musician, I sit up with the musician, but I have to get through instead of sitting in the pulpit with the other elders and minister and the pastor. I would sit out in the audience on the front pew, and I'd be by myself because I wanted the word of God. And that Sunday, my pastor, Pastor Paul W. Davis, great man of God, preached the word and everything, and I didn't get a thing. So I checked myself. I said, God, did I miss something today? Or are you upset with me because I didn't get anything? And I know I usually get a word from you. So the following Sunday, same thing. I didn't get nothing out of the word. And I began to get worried. Okay, God, what's going on? And so I'm just cutting this real short. Third Sunday happened again. And I sit there until almost everybody was out. And I was really concerned. But God said, okay, it's time for you to move up. So when he called me to move up, I said, well, where you want me to move? And long story short, I talked to my pastor, and my pastor said, and we all know this has been on you for a long time. He said, but just pray and ask God, and God will direct you. And he did. He directed me, you know, and then he put me in touch with Mother Carolyn Hunter and Israel Hunter of Powerhouse in Champaign. Powerful couple. And after he passed, he told his wife to hold the church for 5 years, not a day more and not a day less. On that day, you give the church up. And he told her how she would recognize the next one. And she had us to come over and preach. And I came over and preached. And then she had me to come back. She had me 3 times. And her and some of the other congregation had talked, and they said, this is it right here. But my wife and I, we prayed about it. Even though we wasn't asked, God put it on us. This is what they was going to do. And we prayed about it, and God gave the okay.
And I didn't really do much of a formal introduction, because we've only gotten to know each other primarily through a mutual friend, Hub, and a men's retreat that we both sat next to each other in Mahomet, and just some unique ways that we've gotten to interact. But you're bivocational. I mean, you also serve a full-time job in the Decatur area, and so you work full-time and pastor on the weekends and prepare and study, and it's like a credit to you that God has allowed you to use those gifts and yet still have a decent income and work and through all that, but it puts added pressure on you and your time and the demands. But you've been serving now for, what, 6 years, you mentioned, at the Powerhouse Church of God. And what's happening, and I love this, and I'm all in, and our listeners are hearing announcements. We created a 1, a 2, and a 3-minute announcement, so I'm kind of saturating the airwaves. But I was intrigued when you mentioned this to me, that you're going to be hosting at the church from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening at the Powerhouse Church of God in Christ. And that's located at 1302 North Hickory Street in Champaign. But this coming Saturday, just a few days away, you can be a part of that. The goal is, you know, bringing the community together, praying in a variety of ways. And some people can come for a half hour, an hour, 2 hours. You could come for all 12 hours, but you will have lunch served, like a sack lunch from 11 to 1. But talk a little about what people can anticipate and how you came up with this idea. I'm hoping, I shared this at the ministry luncheon last Thursday, that other churches will also do this, and maybe there'll be a rotation where people can see other churches and experience the power of God at work through prayer.
How we came about with it was last year, right after Christmas, just before New Year's, and we actually had a 24-hour prayer. And we did it online, you know, and it's the first time. And we had a couple of young ladies in congregation, and I thank God for them. I mean, it's amazing what God can do with you listen. And they came up with the idea about a 24-hour prayer. And I was all for it. And I said, I never done this before, but we can do this. And in my mind, hey, we can come into the church and do this. And they said, no, let's do it online the first year, you know, and everything. And they did. And what we did was we called people and half hour slots where they would come on and they pray for a half hour, or they would sing, read the word, or give a word, or whatever they wanted to do for that half hour. And it went on and went on for 12 hours. And I'm telling you, after that, we were getting calls, how blessed and what God had done. And that's what we want, is that God changing people's lives. There's so much stuff going on in the world, and some people don't realize that God can change your life for the better. And I'm a witness to that, even though I didn't have a bad childhood, never was in trouble or anything like that, and never had anything. And sometimes I felt like I didn't even have a great testimony, but a young kid said, you got the best testimony of all, that God can keep you from all of this stuff. But those who are going through and dealing with things and addictions and all of these things, God can break those habits. He can bring you out of all of that stuff, whatever you dealing with. And even if it's not, you know, addictions and, you know, all of this other stuff, even when you feel like you don't need God, God can show you how much that you really do need him, and that your life can be much better than what you really think it is.
I know one of the radio announcements says that that lives would be changed, hearts mended, and faith renewed, that healing, deliverance, and hope would flow as God's word goes forth. Oh, listening friends, I can't strongly urge you enough then to consider, contemplate, better than that, to show up sometime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. this Saturday, the 17th, to the Powerhouse Church of God in Christ, located at 1302 North Hickory Street in Champaign. You can call the church for more information or to sign up, say, hey, I'm going to be there from 3 to 5 or from 8 to 9. This way they can kind of keep track. And they're going to have sack lunches available from 11 to 1 p.m. So it'd be great to know that you're coming. I've sent this out to all of our prayer warriors and many of my friends, but you can call 217-220-3511, 217-220-3511. It's this Saturday. Come, because it'll be a diverse group of people representing many different churches. I'm all in for that. It's a way that God can unify us, and it's one way for you to come in and see the work that Pastor Walker is doing at the Powerhouse Church of God in Christ, and support and meet new friends and pray and talk to God and intercede on behalf of others. And Maybe your heart needs mending. Maybe your faith needs renewed. Maybe you need deliverance. Or maybe you're going to worship and read scripture and bless others that are in attendance. So make sure you call and be a part of it this Saturday. I'm going to be there, and I'm sure a lot of other friends will be there, and you'll be welcomed. It's between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. this Saturday. Call 217-220-3511 for more information. In our closing minute, what would you say to a non-believer or a seeker who is listening to the program?
I would say, try God for yourself. And taste and see that the Lord is good. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
So how would they do that? Would they just maybe pause from what they're doing or pull over to the side of the road, or maybe they're at their breakfast table? Would they just close their eyes and pray up to God?
Basically, yes. Just talk with God. Ask God to come in your life. Take control of your life. Tell him, and first of all, repent of your sins. Repent, and that repent means to be sorry for, and that you are turning away from your ways, from your sinful ways. And Lord, and I'm asking you to come into my life and turn on the light of me, and make me the man or the woman that I should be, the one that you created me to be. Because we need to realize that God created us to be virtuous women and godly men. He tells you that in the scripture. And that's what he wants out of you, to be the very thing that you are to be, that he created you to be.
And the verse in Romans, God demonstrated his love for us in this, that we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Listening friend, God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sins, for your sins. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the Savior of the world. And as you ask him to come into your life, as you ask him to take away your sins, that's what he's all about, that redemptive work that he did on the cross for you and for me. And so God, when you know his character, he's loving, and he delights in you, and he desires you to come to know his son, the Lord Jesus, then you just have to simply pray to him. And so do that today, and then come join us this Saturday and celebrate that great faith journey that you're on, that I'm on, that Pastor Jimmy Walker is on, and we can celebrate together. So, Pastor Jimmy, thanks for joining me today. Thanks for bringing out your saxophone.
I'm honored. I'm honored on today.
And I just trust and know that people will be blessed as they draw near to God, because God will draw near to you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jimmy Walker with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
And love y'all to life.